Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. Interested in a refi? Katie Hill, commerce editor at MarketWatch, has a list of things to know before you refinance your mortgage. Katie, you recently went through this and saved a ton.
So I write a lot about refinancing. I edit a lot of stories about that. I knew I should refinance, but I tell you, I was like, I do not want to deal with that paperwork. Is it really going to be worth it for me? But yeah, 60 grand is 60 grand. And so the first thing I really learned is that it can be worth it to refi even if you have a pretty low rate already. So we had a rate below 4%. It was 3.6%. Even then, it was worth it to refi. And so the rough rule of thumb, which isn't perfect but is a good thing to think about, is that refinancing can be worth it if you can reduce your interest rate by about 0.75 percentage point. So like if you can do that or more, it's often worth it. And for a lot of people, like even if you got your mortgage, let's say 18 months ago, like or 2 years ago, like it still might be worth looking into just because the rates have fallen. They've ticked up a little bit, but not a ton. We're still near historic low interest rates. So three quarters of a percentage point, that could be worth it.
All right. And take that shorter loan, like maybe a 20-year or a 15-year perhaps, right?
That's what we did. We did we went from a 30-year to a 15-year. So that upped the monthly payments, but we could manage them and it was well worth it. And that's the other thing. It's like, how much do you save on the interest rate? And if you can shorten your loan term, that's usually a really good bet. With that lower interest rate, shortened loan term, like that is really going to set you up.
Talk about the strategy, too, of buying points.
Yeah, this is something we did. You know, you really need to, when you look at buying points, right, one discount point, it costs about 1% of your loan total, right? So if you had 1 point on a $300,000 loan, it's going to cost you $3,000. It's going to cut your interest rate by about 0.25%. So that might not sound like a lot, but when you look at that over the life of the loan, it can really pay itself off. But you pay for points up front, right? So you just got to make sure that you're going to be in your house for long enough to recoup those upfront costs. So it's a little bit of math. There's a bunch of calculators online that you can use, but it's often worth it, especially like we're at such low rates, you can get even lower rates. It's hard to imagine. Like I think ours at the end was down to 2.6 or something, which is pretty good. Yeah.
We're speaking with Katie Hill, commerce editor at MarketWatch. She's written a story called "I Refinanced My Mortgage This Year and It'll Save Me 60 Grand. Key lessons I learned that will help others who want to refi." How about that paperwork, though?
Yeah, there is a lot of paperwork. And one thing I learned here, you know, I'm a salaried employee, right? But my husband owns his own business. And a lot of people, as I was researching this, right, there's a lot more self-employment, you know, people doing multiple jobs, they drive Uber. That makes this have more paperwork, right? If you're not just a clean cut, like you get a salary, you get your W-2. If you don't have that, there is going to be more paperwork. But I just kept reminding myself, like, $60,000 is not nothing. That's what I'm saving. Just get through the paperwork. And, you know, so it worked out. I can't say that it was the most fun I've ever had, you know, in life, but that money was worth it.
Thanks, Katie. Katie Hill, commerce editor at MarketWatch.